Chapter 2, The Shaper. You're probably now wondering what will happen to us as we stand there on that unfortunate day. More arrows will shoot at us, going for our souls and piercing our hearts. More figures will come out of their hiding. But now, let's get back to the story. The arrow the dwarf shot zoomed past us and hit a squirrel in the scampering in the wood behind us. The dwarf said they liked visitors and told us we could stay for the night. I agreed. They took us to their camp, treated things like a loaf of bread for a healing potion. After we ate, some of the dwarves told stories. Gavin and Silas went to sleep while Jonah was exploring the ground, so I was the only one to hear the stories, possibly rumors. I heard, said a dwarf named Saxlatanyan, that there's a killer wolf that is black with a white spot on his chest out there. He gestured toward Cravenwood Forest. No, said another. I heard that is white with a black spot. I ignored them both. What could a wolf do to us? Let's get some rest, I said. We're leaving the village tomorrow. What could happen to us? I was about to find out. In the morning, we packed our bags and left the village. We were out in Cravenwood Forest when we heard a sound. The sound of a wolf howling and not so far in front of us.